Hey friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hi there, everyone. I hope you're having a great day wherever you're tuning in from. Here at my desk, it's cold and midwinterish, but it's a great week because this week, my husband and I are celebrating our 22nd wedding anniversary. People thought we were crazy to get married in January in Wisconsin, but it was an absolutely beautiful wedding. We loved everything about it. And seriously, we had our pick of all the vendors because nobody else wanted to get married in January in Wisconsin. The venue wasn't booked. The church was open. The DJ and the florist and the cake artist. Nobody was competing with our date in January. So the moral of that story is be different. Everybody else gets married in May or June, so pick January instead. I'm saying this symbolically, of course. My point is, sometimes the best path to success is by doing the opposite of what everybody else is doing. And that brings me to our topic today, which is part two in our series on partner marketing. How do most people try to grow an audience? Through social media. How can you be different? Partner marketing. Now, if you enjoy being on social media, then by all means, stay on social media. Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, they all need positive influencers. So if that's where you like to dwell, then use those platforms for good, to grow and to encourage people. But I know many of you feel overwhelmed by social media, and you're afraid it's the only way to grow an audience. And I'm here to tell you that that is not true. So today, we're going to explore seven different marketing activities that you can do with a partner to grow your email list and your sales. And none of them depend solely on social media. So are you ready? Okay, the first partner activity is podcast guesting. One of the easiest ways to get in front of another person's audience is to be a guest on their podcast. Podcast hosts are looking for high-quality content to share with their listeners. And if you have a message to share that can fill a podcast's need, then that podcast host is going to fill your need by telling their listeners about your business. Typically, in every guest podcast interview, the podcast host will ask, "Where can our listeners learn more about you?" The key is to send those listeners to the entry point of your sales funnel. So for example, one of the entry points in my funnel right now is a quiz. So I would tell people to go to theinspiredbusiness.co/quiz, which is where they're going to answer a few questions, submit their email address to get their results, and now they're on my email list and I follow up with an automated value-added email sequence. I also have the option now to send people to a webinar as my funnel entry point. So in that case, I'd say go to theinspiredbusiness.co/register. And the podcast host would also include a link to this in his or her show notes. Make sure that your funnel entry point or your landing page has a simple and memorable URL that you can relay audibly in your podcast interviews. That is an excellent way to get more people on your subscriber list. Okay, the second activity that I'd recommend is a freebie swap. Now, this is pretty simple. Rather than asking for a podcast interview, you ask a potential partner if they'd be willing to share your lead magnet with their audience in exchange for you sharing their lead magnet with your audience. Now, keep in mind, the bigger the partner's audience, the more new subscribers you can get from a freebie swap. However, if their audience is considerably larger than yours, then it's not going to be an equal opportunity since you stand to gain more. So that partner might not be as eager to agree to a swap, but just reach out and ask. Next, third, is blog or email guesting. So this is similar to being a guest on a podcast, but you're going to be a guest on someone's blog or their email newsletter. So again, rather than interviewing on somebody's podcast or asking to be a part of their audio communication, you just ask if they'd be willing to let you contribute a post to their blog or possibly an email or even an email series to their subscribers. This might work best if you incorporate an affiliate commission, which we talked about last week in part one of this series. So I'll link to that episode in the show notes. So number four, another great option for a partner activity is to do a live webinar. This is one of the most effective kinds of partner campaigns that I have used. In a partner webinar, you deliver a live teaching to someone else's audience. Most webinars or guest trainings are going to be between 30 and 60 minutes with some time for Q&A. You can mention your lead magnet at the end of that webinar or guest training, just like you would do on a podcast interview. Or better yet, if your partner is okay with you mentioning your offer at the end of the training, then offer that partner a commission on any sales that come as a result of that webinar. Now, live webinars can be conducted on Zoom or another similar tool like Crowdcast, or sometimes the host might just want you to come into their Facebook group to teach live. But if possible, the best way to maximize your benefit from a partner campaign is to host that teaching on your own platform. That way you can capture all the registration emails. So you can not only pitch an offer at the end of the training, but you can also follow up through email marketing to anyone who doesn't convert right away. Okay, that was number four. Number five, another partner activity suggestion I have is to do an Ask Me Anything event. This is basically just a simpler version of the live webinar. An Ask Me Anything event is a casual Q&A in which your partner invites you to join them on a Zoom call or on social media through an Instagram Live, for example, and they invite their audience, to come and ask you any questions that they have on your area of expertise. So just to clarify, you are going into the place where your partner lives, either a Zoom call that they've invited their audience to attend or onto their social media if that's where they want to host it. Again, it has nothing to do with you and your social media. You are visiting your partner's social media if that's where they want you to go. And you don't have to grow an audience on social media in order for that to happen. And this partner is going to invite their audience to ask you any questions about your area of knowledge. You don't need, in this case, to prepare a training in advance like you would for a live webinar. This is more of an off-the-cuff conversation or a training. You can even supply some suggested questions for the host to ask in case the audience doesn't have a lot of their own questions. And then at the end, you will point people to the entry point of your funnel as usual. All right, number six, consider participating as a guest speaker in an online summit or an online conference. Now, this typically does involve pre-recording a teaching or an interview with the summit host. So it might be slides-based teaching that you have to prepare, or it might just be more of a Q&A, but it's the host that's doing the questions and you will provide the answers. So it's more of an off-the-cuff interview, but it's still a pre-recorded interview typically. So most summits will invite you to share a lead magnet or to present an offer at the end of your session. That's the benefit to you. Now, summits can be hit or miss depending on how many people attend that summit and where your session is placed within the lineup. And you may not know that until the very end. So for example, I did a summit once that ran Monday through Friday, a long summit, and my session was scheduled as the last event on Friday, by which time nobody was still paying any attention. So that just didn't work out well for me. But I was able later to repurpose that same presentation multiple times for other summits. So it all worked out okay. But keep in mind that summits are typically not going to charge you or to ask for an affiliate commission on your upsell. Rather, they're typically going to ask you to be an affiliate for the summit, meaning they want you to tell your audience about their event, which often includes paid tickets. But then they're going to pay you a commission for every person that you refer who signs up for their paid ticket. So most summits will open their registration for free, but that upgraded ticket is going to grant them, the customers, the participants, additional or special access for an added fee. So you're going to want to tell your audience all about this summit because you're participating in it. They're going to hear some value-added content or training from you. But then you also can invite them when they sign up for free to take advantage of the upsell to the paid ticket, and you're going to get paid a portion of that ticket in a commission. Now, this kind of partnership can be a win-win, providing you affiliate income from ticket sales in addition to the potential to gather leads from your own offer. However, a word of caution about summits and online conferences. Some summit hosts will require in the contract that you sign that you send a certain number of dedicated emails about the event to your audience on specific dates. They might also require you to post to your socials a certain number of times, which again brings back that whole idea of concern over not being chained to social media. This can be a pain in the behind because it can mess with your own email marketing or even your social media content calendar. So before you say yes to a summit or an online conference, find out what the host is expecting from you in terms of promoting the event. And if the timing works for you, great. But don't do a summit that requires you to promote their event to your audience at the same time you're planning to run your own marketing campaign to your audience. So just make sure that timing is not conflicting. Okay, finally, our last partner activity I'm going to suggest is what I call simply a direct sale promotion. Now, you don't have to ask partners to share your lead magnet or your freebie with their audience. You can ask them to point their audience directly to your sales page, and then you give them a commission on any conversions. This is the most basic method of affiliate marketing, which we talked about in an earlier episode of this series. Your partner can tell their people about your offer however they want to, through email, through social media, on their podcast, whatever. And this kind of activity doesn't need to be reciprocal, meaning you're not also promising to share their sales page in exchange like you do in a freebie swap. In this case, the partner's reward is a payout or a commission for every sale that comes from their audience, every sale of your product or your service that comes from their audience. So that is their primary motivation for sharing. The commission, and the fact that your offer is something they believe is going to bless their audience. So, okay, that was our fire hose episode on the many kinds of partner activities that you can ask potential partners to engage in with you. Now, which activities work best for which partner are going to depend on a lot of factors. And we'll talk through more of that next week when we wrap up part three of our series on partner marketing, which is going to be how to find great partners. So, until then, have a great week. Hey friends, thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Business Podcast. If this episode inspired you or helped you in some way, would you consider sharing it with a friend? If you know somebody who could use a little boost in their own business, whether it's an online colleague or an in real life friend, I'd be honored if you pass along this podcast to bless them. It's like I've always taught my kiddos, sharing is caring, and it helps me encourage more people, which is a pursuit God has laid on my heart. So thank you. Together, we can help more Christian voices speak up, serve people, earn an honest income, and change the world. Until next time, bye-bye.